Dean, very well done. I mean, a win is welcome at any time. To do it, your first, or the club's first win in 14 matches and against a promotion contender, that's a great afternoon for you.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of difference between the games. You know, like Chesterfield, although we got beat at Chesterfield, we still had opportunities there to have done the same as what we've done today. So I could see that there was things getting better and better at what we were doing. We were having longer spells. I mean, today was a scrap first half. We scored a great goal, great cross from Lewis Young. Anthony Wordsworth's why I brought him to the club. He's got an instinct for scoring, and we need goals if we want to stay up. So he's looking fitter and fitter. I mean, he ain't played for ages, so he's had four games now, three or four games, and he'll get better for that. And that's the best game he's had. And obviously Lee Fowler's not fit yet, nowhere near fit, and he's come on and shown what he's more talented than anybody in this league. He's just wasted it a bit. So I try and put him on the straight and narrow, and I've had him before. I've never seen him score a volley like that, but I've seen the passes he was hitting through and pulling the ball out of the sky. He makes the game look easy. He's just got to get himself fit now, and we've got to get him fit. And he's 31, and he's, as I said to him, he's wasted his talent up until now, and he should be playing at least in the Championship.
Praise indeed. I mean, you know, did you have him at Doncaster and Wrexham, or did you not pass
him? Wrexham, and he's obviously, you know, he was the youngest player to play for Coventry at 16. And you can see he's a like really good footballer, and he can do things other people can't do. He's just, obviously, if you asked him, he'd tell you. He's just not used his talent like he should. And I managed to try and talk him into it, and it's a great goal he scored. And it's a good win for us. I thought we deserved it. We had loads of other chances as well. You know, Barnes is at the bar 5 minutes to go. I thought it's not going to be our day. Eisel's gone through and had a couple of one-on-ones, a miscontrol one. So we've had chances and not took them. And I was disappointed we conceded a goal from a corner. But all in all, it's just the 3 points we needed, and hopefully it gives the players confidence.
And a word about sort of the pattern of the game in the second half. As you said, you had chances, and that shows great character, because Preston started the second half strongly. You almost felt the goal was maybe coming, and that could have been a long afternoon for you. So you did well to sort of wrestle back the initiative.
Yeah. Well, I think we just played them at the right time as well. They've hit a bit of a bad patch. So they looked as if they weren't as confident in front of goal as they normally are. And they got some really good players out there. I've had Sylvain, Eblanks, Blake, Paul Gallagher. I've worked with them before. They're just class players and shouldn't be in this league.
And I haven't mentioned the fans yet, have we? Much we made, we said it Tuesday night, looking ahead to this one, about the noise and them getting behind you at MK Dons game. It was in evident again today, wasn't it?
I'm not just saying it, but they've obviously helped get us a result today, because in the last 5 minutes I was really pleased how professional we were. We've talked about winning from a winning position when we're in front and not giving the opposition a chance to come back at us by, for example, giving fouls away and letting them load the pitch up and bang it in your box, and making sure that we don't throw throw-ins in the middle of the pitch and lose it. And we were really professional, and we run the clock down and we go over the line today. We didn't against MK Dons, but we did today. So they're learning.
And of course, as I say, about playing at home as well, it's good because you want the players to enjoy playing here, and you want this place to be a place where you can pick up 3 points every fortnight to pull away from the bottom.
Well, yeah, I thought the atmosphere was really good today. They brought a few with them, but our fans done what I thought they'd do and got behind us in the last half an hour of the game. And our two fullbacks all of a sudden started pushing right forward and getting to the ball first. And I can't praise the players enough. They've like listened to everything I've said since I've come in, and they've not like wavered. I looked at them today when I was talking to them, and when you're not getting the wins that I keep telling them they're going to get if they keep doing things, then they can start disbelieving you a little bit. But they were looking me in the eye, all of them, today, and I knew they were onside. And I'm really pleased for them, because it's been a long time for them. I've only just come here.
Of course, sets you up nicely for next week's game at Yeovil, because that will be a big six-pointer, a massive game for you, and because you go in there, well, off a better, back with a better result than they do.
Yeah, well, I haven't looked at the results today, but and I won't probably, but Yeovil away, and then we've got Doncaster, so my old club. So two great games for us. We just have to get the preparation right now. I've got a week's training with the players, which I haven't had, really a full week. And I'll be hoping to get a couple more players in before the window shuts. We'll be working hard tonight, tomorrow and Monday. And then the loan window opens again. So I've got to strengthen. I've got to try and get players to fit into the formula that we're working with to get us out of trouble. But not getting carried away with that. We go win the next one.
And of course, it's a big game, both sides struggling. I mean, important not to get beaten in that one, I guess, and just sort of build on what you've done.
Yeah, it's one of them games where, away from home at Yeovil, we just got to get a result, and we can't get beat. They're obviously down there with us, and the danger is that we start thinking that we don't have to do all the things we've done today, because that's it, we've got that out of the way. So I'll be drumming that into them this week. And I told them yesterday I can't work with lazy players. I find it difficult, really difficult. Unless you're scoring goals every week and winning us games, I can't work with lazy players. So they know where they stand.
And you feel as well, also, you know, you can take some positives from your three away games. Although you lost them, the fact that, you know, if you work as hard, maybe as you did in those games against lesser opposition, you might have a bit more luck.
Well, we've had a real difficult run of games, haven't we? We played MK Dons, Rochdale, Chesterfield. Chesterfield, I think, were really good. Although they beat us with three flick-ons, and we had chances, and I had a goal disallowed. So when Banji at the bar today, I thought, just not getting a run of the ball. But when you sign Lee Fowler for just covering his expenses, and he's nowhere near fit, and he put him on, and he signed just on time yesterday, and he put him on a sub, just trying to control the game a little bit, and he ends up in their box, volume one in the top corner. Start thinking I'm getting a bit of luck again.